NRA members came from all over the country to rally for the right to bear arms guaranteed by the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which is under threat, according to NRA Executive Vice President and CEO Wayne LaPierre.
We will never back away from our resolve to defend our rights and the rights of all law-abiding American gun owners.
This convention comes only weeks after the U.S. Congress rejected a gun control bill prompted by last December's school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, that claimed the lives of 20 small children and 6 adults. NRA pressure on lawmakers played a role in defeating the bill, and so did Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
If you are a violent criminal, we should come down on you like a ton of bricks. And at the same time, we should safeguard the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens.
Most of the 70,000-plus people who are here for this convention support the NRA leadership in opposing almost all forms of gun control.
Steve, who came here from the northwestern U.S. state of Washington, fears that expanded background checks could eventually lead to confiscation of all firearms.
They want to register all the guns. They want to know who's got them. And in every country that's done that, what's been the natural outcome?
Steve also opposes a ban on so-called assault weapons, which include semi-automatic rifles popular with target shooters.
By demonizing these guns, they are scaring the population into accept giving up more of their freedoms.
But even here, there are people like Ramona who favor enhanced background checks.
I think it's essential to have background checks. I don't think there's any harm in doing them, and I think it'll only help with the enforcement.
Recent polls have shown many of the NRA's 5 million members think like Ramona. That some of them might help promote measures to reduce gun violence is the hope of Erica Lafferty, daughter of a Newtown victim.
The most recent polling that I've seen was that 74% of NRA members do support the universal background checks. It seems like it's their leadership that's kind of way more right.
Part of the problem is a deep cultural divide between Americans who learn at an early age to use guns for hunting and target practice and those who see the proliferation of guns as a threat to their children and society at large. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.